friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
From Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. Such an encouraging passage. It was my verse of the day on my calendar yesterday. I had to share it with you today from Deuteronomy chapter 7. Verse 9, happy Thursday. You made it. We're almost there to Friday, this 27th day of June 2013. My name is Joey Kroll, and speaking of calendars and such, it is so hard to believe that 1 week from today is July 4th. I have no idea how we even got here. But somehow we're here, and we're just getting ready to celebrate July 4th a week from today. Just blows my mind. So that just reminds me to take advantage as much as possible with your loved ones. And friend, I hope and pray that your week is coming along well. It's so good to be spending some time here with you. And of course, it's Thursday today, and we'll be having the Merge Gospel Bible Study tonight, of course, at the Judah Christian School in Champaign. And it's never too late for you to get involved, never too late for you to join the Bible study. In fact, I know Mark has been working diligently to make each and every Bible study special with a special type of treat or whatnot, and our friends at Texas Roadhouse donating peanuts, rolls, and honey butter. I love their honey butter. It is just so good and delicious, and appetizers tonight, and also giving away some free appetizer coupons for everyone who comes out to the Bible study tonight. Pepsi products and various coffees and teas from our friends at Columbia Street Roastery as well. It is going to be a wonderful opportunity for fellowship, some great food too, and also studying the Word of God. Talk about spiritual food right there. So, friend, there's still room for you to get involved and join. You do have to pay for the materials as well, but you can get registered by calling 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777 to join the Merge Gospel Bible Study tonight at the Judah Christian School in Champaign. It's going to be a great, great night of fellowship and studying the Word of God. Well, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, you're invited on Sunday to the Monticello Christian Church, of course, in Monticello, Illinois, where they're going to have a special speaker, missionary David Aiken, to be given a message on reaching unreached people groups for Jesus. In fact, he's a missionary to Taiwan, and he's biking across America. That's right, biking across America with two friends from Taiwan as well to help raise awareness of unreached people. And he's going to be speaking again at the Monticello Christian Church in Monticello, Illinois, on Sunday at the 9, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. services that Sunday. You get more information on that by calling 217-714-1305, 217-714-1305. And you can find out more about this and other events happening this weekend by visiting the Great News Radio event calendar at greatnewsradio.org. Well, today, friend, we are going to be focusing on scriptures and songs on the Lordship of Christ. I know yesterday there were some rulings on the Supreme Court to redefine marriage and so forth. And friend, I just want to take some time to remind you that Jesus, no matter what, is still Lord. Friend, it's always good to be reminded that no matter who the leader is, no matter who your boss is, no matter what goes down in Washington or at the state capitol, Jesus is still Lord. Because the last I checked, the cross of Christ still stands. The tomb is still empty, and Jesus is still sitting at the right hand of the Father. So friend, I hope you can stick around for a little bit as we focus on the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
Great is the Lord, he is holy and just, by his power we trust in his love. Great is the Lord, he is faithful and true, by his mercy he proves he is love.
Great is the Lord.
Great is the Lord, now lift up your voice, now lift up your voice.
is holy and just. By his power we trust in his love. Great is the Lord, he is faithful and true. By his mercy he moves, he is loved.
Michael W. Smith, and great is the Lord. Today, friend, we are focusing on the Lordship of Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." And the context of this passage began when a crippled beggar was healed by Peter and John as they made their way to the temple for afternoon prayers. Now, reports of this healing drew quite a crowd, and it caught the attention of the Jewish leaders. Now, the leaders arrested the two disciples and brought them before a group of the high officials. And they asked them, "By what power or what name did you do this?" And Peter's answer was straight to the point, without hesitation, "Jesus Christ." Salvation expresses the idea, friend, of being rescued from a dangerous situation. Our spiritual condition is certainly that. Friend, we are sinners, separated from God and can do nothing about it. Our best efforts fall short. Death is our destiny, not just physical death, but eternal separation from God. We need to be saved, and only one person can rescue us. See, friend, Jesus came to earth to do for us what we could not do for ourselves. Being fully God, he came to pay the penalty of our sin as the sinless sacrifice. Being fully man, he was entirely qualified to die on our behalf. On the cross, Jesus paid the penalty for your sin and mine. It is through him and him alone that we can be rescued, finally and forever.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need.
called to take his light to a world where wrong seems right. What could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? Through his love our hearts can feel all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life, only we can change.
Steve Green with a classic, and People Need the Lord. Well, friend, my name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for spending some time here with me today. And friend, today we are focusing on the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And I don't know about you, but it is always good to be reminded that Jesus is Lord. How encouraging it is to know that no matter what law gets passed, no matter what happens in our life, that Jesus is still Lord. I love what it says in Acts chapter 5, verse 31. It says, God exalted him to his own right hand as prince and savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. Jesus, our Lord, once crucified, dead, and buried, now sits upon the throne of glory. The highest place that heaven affords is his, by his undisputed right. It is sweet to remember that the exaltation of Christ in heaven is a representative exaltation. He is exalted at the Father's right hand, and though as Jehovah he had eminent glories in which finite creatures cannot share, yet as the mediator, the honors in which Jesus wears in heaven are the heritage of all the saints. It is delightful to reflect how close he really is, Christ's union with his people. And we are actually one with him. We are members of his body, and his exaltation is our exaltation. Friend, let's be content to live unknown for a little while, and to walk our weary way through the fields of poverty, or up the hills of affliction. For by and by you shall reign with Christ. For he has made us kings and priests unto God, and we shall reign forever and ever. What a wonderful thought for the children of God. We have Christ for our glorious representative in heaven's courts right now. And soon he will come and receive us to himself, to be with him there, to behold his glory, and to share his joy forever and ever.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord.
Listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. And today we are focusing on the Lordship of Christ. Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 says, "Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth." God is the uncreated one. He came from nowhere. Now, that's theologically correct and biblically sound. And you can read about that in Habakkuk. That God came from nowhere. And the reason why he came from nowhere, because there wasn't anywhere for him to come from. And coming from nowhere, he stood on nothing. And the reason why he stood on nothing, because there was nowhere for him to stand. And standing on nothing, he reached out when there was nothing to reach and caught something when there was nothing to catch and hung something on nothing and told it to stay there. And standing on nothing, he took the hammer of his own will and he struck the anvil of his omnipotence and sparks flew, therefore, and caught them on the tips of his fingers and flung them out into space and decked the sky with stars. Since he is God, he didn't have to put his signature in the corner of the sunrise, because he's the owner. He didn't have to put his laundry mark on the lapel of the medal, because he's the owner. He didn't have to carve his initials on the side of a mountain, because he's the owner. He didn't have to put a brand on the cattle on a thousand hill, because he's the owner. He didn't have to take out a copyright on the songs he gives the birds to sing, because he's the owner. Friend, he is Lord over everything.
Oh Lord my God, when I in loss of wonder consider all the worlds thy hands hath made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul,
Wonderful reminder of how great our God truly is. Friend, no matter what type of day you're having, no matter what type of week you may be going through, know that at the end of the day that Jesus is still sitting at the right hand of the Father. Amen and amen. Well, friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.